Blog Talk Radio.
Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. I pray you can hear me clearly this morning. Good morning, Mother. How are you this wonderful morning?
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice. Be glad in it. Thank you.
Amen. Woo, glory, 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 glory. To the name of the Lord. And all I got to say is we got some great word this morning. Jeremiah's on point. Paul is on point. David's on point. And we're going to try to be on point. And the word that God gave is coming out of Colossians chapter 3 this morning. Set your mind on the things above, not on things on the earth.
Woo! Amen.
You know, this morning, you know, when God puts something on my heart, I have to do it. And this morning, I did post to Facebook. So, Facebook listeners, love you much. And, you know, this morning, I had a word that God had put in my spirit. And it has been bothering me, the whole thing that's going on in the Middle East and all this. And what God put in my heart today was this. And for those that are on Facebook and Facebook friends, you can see this, but it says prayer changes all kinds of things. Pray for our world and ask God to unharden the hearts of leaders and people in power. Pray for those in war zones that have no way out. Pray especially for women, children, and those with disabilities and the elderly without resources and help. They seem to be some of the unfortunate casualties of war. Our world needs a day of prayer, Pentecost, and repentance. We must never stop loving each other, though through our good, bad, and downright ugly, God doesn't give up on us. How many of us would allow our only son to die a horrible death on a cross for an undeserving world of sin? Thank God and our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for their love for us. And that is what God put on my heart this morning. And I just have to say, God is good, and he loves us more than we can imagine. He loves us more than anything. And it's to the point where people are just tired. You know, I saw a post that says, why does Israel matter? Did you know that the time clock of the return of Jesus Christ isn't based on America's timeline? It's based on what's happening in Israel. Did you know Jesus wasn't a Christian? He was a Jew. He celebrated and kept the Jewish holidays and customs as well as the Feast of the Lord. He didn't come to eradicate the Torah and writing of the prophets' Old Testament. He came to fulfill the prophecies that were written in them. When Jesus returns, he isn't returning to the United States. The Bible says he's going to plant his foot down on the Mount of Olives and go through the eastern gate, which is currently sealed off with 16 feet of concrete. A cemetery was also placed in front of that gate, because touching the dead makes a Jew considered unclean. Whew. A Jew unclean. Finish it up. And unable to enter the temple, which is considered holy. The word of God says he will return there, and from there he will rule and reign 4,000 years. The final battle isn't going to be on U.S. soil. It's going to be in the Valley of Megiddo, Israel. The Bible says as the nations wage war against Israel, Jesus will come and destroy his enemies with the breath of his mouth. God did not replace the Jews with Christians. As some believe, we are actually grafted in with them, as you were grafted a wild bunch into an existing tree. And the word of God says, when you touch Israel, you touch the apple of God's eye, Zechariah 2 and 8. He is he that keeps Israel, neither slumbers nor sleeps. The Lord is thy keeper, Psalms 121:4. I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you, Genesis 12 and 3. We are all commanded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem in Psalm 122. And it says, Israel manners, pray for Israel. And my sister copied that from someone else. And I just say, thank you, Shantina. We have to pray not just for Israel, but we pray for the whole region. We have to pray for Palestine, too, because the word of God says pray for your enemies. Pray for those that harm and hurt you. We got to pray. And, you know, I saw this also written by one of the pastors that I know. And I say this, God is in charge. God is in charge. And we have got to pray. We've got to pray for everybody. We got to pray for the good. We got to pray for the bad. We got to pray. And we got to love each other as God loves us. And so I say today, pray, pray and pray some more. For Jesus is coming back. The question is, will you be in the number? Will you be in the ones that come through the gate? Will you be one of the chosen? How will he not know you? We've got to pray, because there are those that are trying to thwart his return, not understanding that he is not coming back to play. He's coming back for war. And we need to understand that. God loves us. But he is not going to come back and coddle us. There are those that are trying to start World War III. And we as men and women of God have got to pray. Pray for peace. Pray for hope. Pray for faith that God has not left any of his children. We are grafted in, as my sister says. But those like my children that are also Jewish, I pray for them and I pray for Israel. Pray and pray some more for our world, not just Israel, but our world. Because the devil is busy, because this is his little world. His demons are busy, because the devil can only be in one place at one time. And believe me, he is not with the little people like us. He is with the heads of state. He is with the ones that he feel can make a change for his benefit. But we pray against it. We pray against the powers of darkness and principalities. We pray against the demons that fell to earth that used to be angels. But don't get it twisted. They do have power. But our Father God has more. Because he can be everywhere. Just like his Son. Just like the Holy Spirit, he's not stuck in one place with one person. Trust God. and pray. Mother Valerie, lead us in prayer this morning as we get ready to go into our word.
Father God, in Jesus' name, this is a good morning, a wonderful morning. Lord, bless Israel as you always do, and help America to stand with Israel like we always do. Bless the Bible talks to. And God, this just shows me when there's war in Israel, you're soon returning to us. We're going to be raptured out here. And I thank and praise you for getting your people ready. We don't want to be left behind. We thank you, God, for waking us up another day, seeing another son of ours. Lord, we just praise you. Bless the ones that are left in Israel where the families were killed and they were left behind. Bless the young man, the young woman. Just let Israel know, as you always do, that you're there standing with her. Well, God, we just thank you. We're grateful. We have a thankful heart. In Jesus' name, we know that you're soon to return. Things are winding up. In Jesus' name, just keep us looking towards you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless Pastor Bridget, also Pastor Jesse, and all your people. For we thankful. We're grateful, God. We're grateful to be living in a time such as this. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so very much, Mother. I appreciate you. You pray us in this morning. Prayer changes all kind of things. I believe that in my heart. I believe it in my spirit. I believe it changes.
It really does. I know it does.
Amen. Thanking God again as we go forth. In Jeremiah chapter 9 through chapter 10, verse 25, we will also be in the 118th Psalm, verses 5 through 9. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 7, and Colossians chapter 3, which is where our title comes from this morning. And again, we have got to set our minds on things above, not on things on the earth. Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. As again, Jeremiah, you would think he was speaking today. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place for travelers, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they are all adulterers, assembly of treacherous men, and like their bow, they have bent their tongues for lies. They are not valiant for the truth on the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, says the Lord. Everyone take heed to his neighbor, and do not trust any brother. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders. Everyone will deceive his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongues to speak lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. Dwelling place is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit, they refuse to know me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will refine them and try them, and how shall I deal with the daughter of my people? Their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit peacefully to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lies in wait. Punish them for these things, says the Lord. Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? I will take up a weeping and wailing for the mountains and for the dwelling places of the wilderness a lamentation, because they are burned up so that no one can pass through, nor can men hear the voice of the cattle. Both the birds of the heavens and the beasts have fled. They are gone. I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a den of jackals. I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. Who is the wise man who may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord is spoken, that he may declare it? Why does the land perish and burn up like a wilderness, so that no one can pass through? And the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, nor walked according to it, but they have walked according to the dictates of their own hearts and after the Baals, which their fathers taught them. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, these people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them among the Gentiles, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword after them until I have consumed them. Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women, that they may come and send for a skillful wailing women, that they may come. Let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run with tears and our eyelids gush with water. For a voice of wailing is heard from Zion. How we are plundered. We are greatly ashamed because we have forsaken the land, because we have been cast out of our dwelling. Hear the word of the Lord, O women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and everyone, our neighbor, a lamentation. But death has come through our windows, has entered our palaces to kill off the children, no longer to be outside, and the young men no longer on the streets. Wow. A prophecy in the making. Even the carcasses of men shall fall as refuge on the open field, like cutting after the harvest, and no one shall gather them. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. But in these I delight, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will punish all who are circumcised with the uncircumcised, Egypt, Judah, Edom, the people of Ammon, Moab, and all who are in the father's quarters, who dwell in the wilderness, for all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. It's not a body thing. It's a heart thing. God is wanting our heart to be right with him. And as we go back through chapter 9, a life lesson for us, and it's a life example in Jeremiah 9:1. Jeremiah's sorrowful compassion. Jeremiah is often called the weeping prophet, but little in his writing invokes ease or comfort. He wept because the people of his time had turned from God and had begun to reap the dreadful consequences of their sin. He also wept because with the careful eye of a true prophet of God, Jeremiah saw the devastation to come. And even though he occasionally urged the Lord to give his wandering people the full measure of what they deserved, Jeremiah 11:20, most of the time he pled for mercy and the divine grace needed to lead them back to repentance. Jeremiah 8:20-22. Do we weep when we see people wandering away from God and heading straight toward judgment? Do we strive to show godly compassion to those in great spiritual danger? Or do we keep silent, hoping to see God's wrath poured out on our enemies? We've got to pray. We've got to pray for our world. We've got to pray for Israel. And we have to pray for Palestine. Many of the Palestinians don't have anything to do with Hamas, but they're dying in the streets just like the Israelis are dying because of leadership that would rather go to war than try to make peace, who would rather kill, steal, and destroy who the one true God is. Let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me. Intelligence, power, and riches all give human beings the illusion of being in control. But the illusion always comes to an end when we put our confidence in God alone. However, we find something worth our boasting. We better be careful. Folks trying to play God, and there is only one, and he is not having it. We better listen to the voice that speaks to us. Pray. That's the Holy Spirit. Pray. Pray. Pray and pray some more. We've got to lift up the whole region, because if Israel goes, the world is going to go. We better understand the devil is trying his best to get us into a world war. And I love this word, because understand, the Palestinians and the Israelis are cousins, family fight. This is a family feud going on that has been going on for thousands of years since Abraham took Hagar and put Ishmael in her. Come on now. We have had to deal with this family feud because Abraham, the Lord blessed him and said that he would multiply his seeds like the sands of the earth, like the sands. Is what he said. So you have so many just as equally, even though Isaac was a child of promise, we understand that God, he had another wife named Keturah, and they had a whole bunch of children too. So we're talking a whole bunch of family that's having a moment over inheritance. And we need to pray. We got to pray. And that's exactly what it is, a family feud. And somebody, and many are dying because of it. We've got to pray for unity in this family of God. We've got to pray for the unity of the children of Abraham, which we also are all a part of. We are grafted in, and we need to pray for our family. Pray for our family. Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are futile. But one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with an axe. They decorate it with silver and gold, come on now, and fasten it with hammers and nails and hammers so that it will not topple. Are we talking about the Christmas tree, y'all? Oh, so that it will not topple. They are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good. Damn, it's in the word. There were those that worshiped that tree with silver and gold. Inasmuch as there is none like you, O Lord, you are great and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? But this is your rightful due. For among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. But they are altogether dull-hearted and foolish. A wooden idol is a worthless doctrine. Silver is beaten into plate. It is brought from Tarshish and gold from of the hands of the metalsmiths. Blue and purple are their clothing. They are all the work of skillful men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation. Thus you shall say to them, the gods, those little g's, that have not made the heavens, and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by an image, for his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile, a work of error. In the time of their punishment, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, but he is the maker of all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Gather up your wares from the land, O inhabitants of the forest. But thus says the Lord, behold, I will throw out at this time the inhabitants of the land and will distress them, that they may find it so. Woe is me, for my hurt, my wound is severe. But I say, truly, this is an infirmity, and I must bear it. My tent is plundered, and all my cords are broken. My children have gone from me, and they are no more. There is no one to pitch my tent anymore or set up my curtains. For the shepherds have become dull-hearted and have not sought the Lord. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Behold, the noise of the report has come, and a great commotion out of the north country to make the cities of Judah desolate, a den of jackals. O Lord, I know the way a man is not in himself. It is not a man who walks to direct his own steps. O Lord, correct me, but with justice. Anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Pour out your fury on the Gentiles who do not know you, and on the families who do not call on your name. For they have eaten up Jacob, devoured him, and consumed him, and made his dwelling place desolate. Listen to what he's saying. Jeremiah is speaking a truth. God knows everything, and it will come to light. Watch and see. Some things are going to be revealed that we are not going to expect in Israel. Jeremiah 10 and 7, who would not fear you, O King of the nations, but this is your rightful due. For reasons of his own, God chooses to veil his glory most of the time. If men and women fall prostrate whenever they see an unveiled angel, Revelation 9, 10 and 10, imagine what they would feel if they saw God. And the angel will tell you in a minute, don't bow down to me. Don't bow down to me. Angels don't want you bowing down to them. The ones of God anyway. The ones of the devil, oh shoot, they love it. But the ones of God, they will tell you, don't bow down to me. And we cannot bow down to them. We only bow down to the one true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But they are what? They are I am. And as we go into our Psalms this morning, it says 118, 5 through 9, I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in princes. And as we go back into 118 Psalm, verse 8 and 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Do you trust God this morning? It says, even the best of friends can say to say one thing and do another. Even the most trusted public officials can break their promises. God made us to depend on him. Come on, Mother. God made us to depend on him.
Amen.
To look for his guidance and direction and counsel. We commit our lives to him, and I say it again, not merely for salvation, but for what we need and where we go every moment of our life. God always does what he says and keeps every promise he makes. So trust him. Understand that whatever God says, he will do. He will do it. He will do it. Jeremiah knew that God would do what he said he would do. And that's why Jeremiah wept, because he knew what was coming. He knew that the people of Israel were going to go into captivity, and that it wasn't just for those 70 years that they were, that there would be more times than not that things would happen, horrible things to the children of Israel, because they kept forgetting who God was. God is not about rituals. God is about your heart. Do you love him? Because he surely loves us, or he would not have sent Jesus. Mother Valerie, I turn it over to you. Getting out field up.
Amen. Amen. God is just a good God. No matter what we go through, God is good. It says, our title is Set Your Mind on Things Above, Not on Things of the Earth. So we need to set our minds on Jesus. Set our minds on the Lord. I'm reading Proverbs 2:7. A satisfied soul loathes the honeycomb, but to a hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Every bitter thing is sweet. Colossians 3:1-25. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, which is Christ, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. If we were raised with Christ, and we are raised with Christ, we need to be thinking about things that are above, not on things of the earth, like your money, your car, and worldly things. Set your mind on God. Set your mind on Jesus. Set your mind on doing good. He says, well, you died and your life is hidden with Christ and God. When Christ, who is in our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is adultery. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. And would you yourself once walk when you lived in them? Obey God. Yesterday we were talking about obey God. I mean, we're children of the Most High God. We need to obey our Father. It's right to obey, just like with your own children, earthly children. You want them to obey you. And God said when we obey, he'll give us the good of the land. Who don't want the good of the land? Obey God. But now you yourself are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. You know, when we were out there in the world, people, maybe some of us spoke filthy. I mean, you can be walking by somebody, and the talk is just filthy language coming out of their mouth. And right then and there, you know that they're not saved. I usually pray for that person, because sometimes it's just awful to be listening to all that filth. People just speak filthy. It looks like the words come out of their mouth so easily. It said, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised. There's neither Greek nor Jew, slave not free, but Christ is all and in all. We're neither Jews nor Greek, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long suffering. I see Rita, and I see Jan, and I see Lewis. I see different people. Mother Holly. I see these different people that have put on long suffering. When your body is hurting, Evangelist Teresa, when your body is hurting, you are suffering. It's just like Job in the Bible. He suffered. He put on long suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. We have to forgive. You can't just continue to hold grudges. When you don't forgive, it don't hurt the person that you don't forgive. It hurts you. They don't even know sometimes that they have wronged you. Sometimes people do things to you and they don't know, and you're holding a grudge. Bible says, don't let the sun set on your anger. Forgive that person. Forgive them so it can be right with you and with your spirit. A lot of times people don't care if you forgive them or not. So forgive them. And like the title says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. And in the Lord's Prayer, forgive. As you forgive others, God will forgive you. I mean, that's it. You have to forgive others so God can forgive you. And if you don't, he won't. It's as simple as that. If you don't forgive, God won't forgive. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But of all these things, put on love. If you really, truly put on love and love your enemies, as we have been taught to do, pray for the good, pray for the bad, and yes, pray for the ugly. Pray for the ugly faults that people have. Pray for the ugly deeds that people do. Pray for the ugly, because there's a lot of ugly out here. There's a lot of ugly going on in Israel right now. People are being murdered. People are being killed. It's a lot of ugly. It's a war going on in Israel. That's ugly. So we have to pray. Saints, we have to pray. Pray for the peace of Israel. We have to pray. And I think prayer is the only thing that's going to get everybody through this. We have to pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer really do changes things. And we have to put on love. I know prayer changes things. I know that. Prayer changes everything. God gives us grace. Like, I'm going on a trip in about, we'll start Monday, and they say here at my housing, you can't be gone for 90 days, and I've already been gone 90 days. So I talked to God about it. I said, God, I have made my plans to leave Monday. And I called my daughter, and we prayed, and I went to bed. I had, before I went to bed, I went and bought my ticket. But they also told me that you've been gone 90 days. So when I went down to the office, I had prayed. Valerie had prayed. Prayer changes things. And you know what they said in the office? We went before the board here in your hood. We said that you cannot go, but we're going to give you grace. We're giving you grace. You can leave Monday. Hallelujah. Praise to God. Prayer changes things. I know for a fact that it was God. I went to bed, I went and bought my ticket, and I prayed. I took it to the throne. I took it to the throne of Almighty God. I said, Lord, you are in charge of this. You're in charge of it. I don't care what the letter says. I'm taking it to my Father. And I went to bed and slept. After I prayed and Bella prayed, bought my ticket, I just knew God was going to allow me to go. Prayer. We need to pray things. Pray for Israel. Pray for the peace of Israel. Pray for the things that those citizens are going through. We need to love. Put on love. Turn the other cheek. Love people when they do. I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm not saying that this is easy. But love people when they do dirty things to you. And people can be, we got some mean saints. People can be mean. And it's not because they want to be mean. It's because they are going through something. They are going through something themselves. So we do have mean saints. But love them. Love them. And in the world, we use, in the world when we see people, we say love the hell out of them. Love them. Love the people in the world. I mean, they don't do what you do. They talk filthy communication come out of their mouth. And maybe some of us were just like them before the Lord saved us. We wasn't always saved.
Come on, preach it.
We walked in the world just like they did. We did. And one day somebody loved on us and told us about Jesus, and we clean up our life. But we can't be so holy than thou that we don't understand filthy communication. We don't understand drinking. We don't understand fornication. We don't understand grief. We understand all of this because at one time we had fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire. We were greedy for gain, covetousness. We were disobedient. It says once you yourself once walked and you lived in them, but he told us to put it off, all these things, and we did. So we can't say we don't understand it because we do. Above all those things, put love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God, let the peace. Like I said, I went to bed peaceful. I didn't think that I wasn't going to California. I went to bed peaceful. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. You know, so when God wakes you up and you can get up and walk to the bathroom, brush your teeth, put on your clothes, eat, drive the car, go to church, woo! Be thankful. Be thankful. There's a lot of people that can't do what you're doing. Don't take for granted, oh, my Lord Jesus, don't take for granted that you can do these things. And I know since we're doing every single day, we take for granted that we can get up at night. You know, oh, my Lord, we need to be thankful and don't take the working of our bodies for granted. Thank God that we can move. Thank God that we can get up and do things. Thank God. A lot of times we put so much on our plate, and we be doing this and doing that, and, we, you know, the burdens start to get heavy, and we get resentful.
Amen.
But God said, take a Sabbath rest. On the seventh day with the Sabbath, he said, take a rest. You can't do but a certain amount of things in 24 hours. He gives you a certain amount of things to do, and then we try to do more.
Come on, preach,
mother. We try to do more, and we get burdened down trying to do too much. Stop it. Stop trying to do too much. Set your limits. Know that your body can't do but a certain amount of things, and learn the word. N-O. No. I will not do this. No. I'm tired. No. I'm going to rest. No. This is the Sabbath. No. I cannot go. No, I cannot pick you up. No, I cannot clean the church. No, learn the word in. What don't you understand about the word in? Oh, and you can do that in love. No, you know, yes. No, I can't. My body is tired. I need to go home and rest. I worked all day. So be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. Again, it says giving thanks, be thankful, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husband as it is fitting in the Lord. Husband, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. And, you know, I tell wives, you submit to your husband as they submit to God. If they're not submitting to God, then you don't have to. In my marriage, if he wasn't submitting to God, then I didn't have to submit to him. But it says, wives, submit to your husband. And children, obey your parents. And that's what we're talking about. Obey. Obey your parents. That's what God wants us to do on the earth. Children, obey your parents. And he is a parent. He wants us to obey him. Obey him. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bond servants, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleases, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not to men, knowing that from the Lord you're going to receive the reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he's done, and there is no partiality. I mean, if you're doing something wrong, that's why I said love your enemies. Love your enemies. God, don't try to get even with somebody that have done you wrong. Oh, I'm gonna get that dirty dog. I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna get him. I'm going to get him. No. Let God get him, and he will be got. And secondly, you have to be careful. You have to be totally, totally careful how you treat the saints. You really do. And maybe people don't know. Well, most people know that you're living a saved life. But if a person don't know that you're saved, they better be careful how they treat you. Because God
that's
is
not
wanting
to
be saved, and God will repay. They have to be careful how they treat God's people. It's especially the household of faith. You better do good to them. You can't sit there and put your mouth on Pastor Bridget. She's a servant of the Most High God. You can't put your mouth on Pastor Michelle, Pastor Jesse. Pastor Jesse is the pastor of Table Life Ministries. Be careful. I'm telling you now, whether you believe it or not. Better be careful how you talk about God's people. Like Colossians 2, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. That's our title. Transformation is God's goal for us, and we cooperate with his plan of being spiritually transformed when we train our minds to dwell on the things of God rather than the things of the flesh. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I mean, that's what we're striving for. When we go to Bible study, when we go to conventions, when we go to meetings, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Paul has in mind here, implore you as in all of you in the church of Jesus. We cannot grow into maturity in Christ Jesus without the encouragement, help, and even the needs of others. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. put your whole heart. Have you seen, you went to a spiritual place at Christmas, and they just put their whole, I mean, you come back with, wow, that was great. That was really, really good. It looked like they put their whole heart, and the children at the table, they put their whole little hearts into what they're doing. Put it said, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to man. It is a very real sense. Everything we do for Jesus. We can do our jobs for Christ, or we can do them for a cranky supervisor. We can do ministry for those who perhaps don't appreciate it, or we can do it for Christ. It's our source. Whatever you do, do heartily. And when you're working on your job, they just said, Pastor, we can do ministry for those who perhaps don't appreciate. We can do our job. If you think of the job that you're working, I'm doing this for the Lord. I'm doing this for the Lord and not for a cranky supervisor. I mean, that's what it just said. Do everything that you do, do for the Lord. Live for the Lord. It's just like that lady I was talking about a long time ago, and I looked at her, and I said, ma'am, what kind of makeup you got on? I said, your face is just glowing. What kind of makeup? I want that kind of makeup. And she said, ma'am, I'm just a Christian. I don't have on makeup at all. We want people to see Christ in us, the hope of glory. Everything we do has to be done for Jesus. Oh, to shine like that, that they can see something. They don't know. I didn't know what it was, but I knew that lady looked different. And she just said, I'm a Christian. I don't have any makeup. I mean, that was the most beautiful thing that happened to me, to see that on somebody's face. God is just a good God. Regardless of what's going on in Israel, regardless of what's going on in your life, regardless of what you can't do, or regardless of what you can do, do it heartily as to the Lord. I know people like Rita, she's going through, she's at Barnes Hospital, and this could be me and Bridget went down Sunday for her birthday.
Amen.
And it was just
amazing
to see my sister smiling. I mean, my Lord, she makes you feel good.
Amen.
And instead of complaining about what that body can't do, and we know what she can't not do, but she was smiling.
And she will put
really
you in check. She will put you in check if you're not doing right.
Pastor just did a beautiful thing. She took me all the way to St. Louis. She didn't use the N-O word. She used the Y-E-S word. And, I mean, I'm just thankful for Pastor Bridget. She, you know, sometimes I think she don't know how to say no. She's always helping people. She has a heart just like Jesus. She's always doing this and helping people and doing for people. You know, a lot of times it said don't praise yourself, but we should praise others. Well, I praise her and Pastor Jesse, Michelle Washington. Them ladies, Stacy, the ladies around our church, they wow. You know, I just sit back and I admire them. I really do, because Pastor Bridget is always doing for others, just like Jesus. She's doing for her children. She's bringing people to church. She's going out of her way. When she picks me up, that's out of way, way out of her way. God is just good. I have a thankful heart this morning, because down in the office, what they used, they said, we're going to give you grace. And we're going to allow you to go on your 14-day trip to California. They're not supposed to do that up under HUD. HUD says that you only get 90 days within a year.
I've
had 90 days. But she said,
amen,
we're going to give you grace. And those are the words the office, the people in the office use. We're going to give you grace. They had me in tears. We're going to give you grace. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace. For they use the word grace. She said, I went before the board, and I talked with them on your behalf. The HUD, the board, they're going to give me grace. You know that that's God. Only
amen.
God can do something like that. I had 90 days that I had already used. And when you use 90 days, you don't get but 90 days per year. And they allow me grace. I said, thank you,
praise
Lord
God.
Jesus.
We praise God.
I'm gonna turn this back over. I mean, I'm gonna turn this
amen.
Back over to Pastor Bridget because I'm thankful.
Amen.
I'm thankful.
We tell God thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
And
Lord.
You know, I love this word, Mother, because this is you faithful in little. He was faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much, and he was unrighteous in very little things is unrighteous also in much. And that's Luke 16:10 in NASB. And when we go to it in our Bible, it says, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is also unjust in much. And the prayer for this morning as we get ready to wrap up, and we do have a word from Sister Carolyn, is every faithful one, you follow through with every promise you've ever made. Your consistency is beyond belief. No one can match your ability. Lord, let your character rub off on me as I walk intentionally with you. I feel that every day. Lord, let your character rub off on me. You see the big dreams I hold in my heart. Give me perspective to give myself to what you put in front of me. In the same way I think I would in my dream life. Lord, I see what I have here and now as a gift. It's not just a training ground, though it will serve that way. I'm sure as you grow and test my character, excuse me, may I be found faithful to your heart. Whether I'm mowing lawns, changing diapers, or running a company, may I faithfully follow through with my part. All I do be laced with the love that you have woven through everything you touch. May my faithfulness reflect yours, and when it falls short, may the humility of my repentance reflect you as well. Thank you, Lord, for everything I have today. I will not take it for granted. As Mother was speaking on grace, we cannot take the grace of God for granted. We thank God daily, for he loves us so much, and he wants the best for us. And as Sister Carolyn said this morning, good morning. Those who leave everything in God's hand will eventually see God's hand in everything. Have a thankful Thursday. And Mother, you put it in God's hands, and God handled the business and gave you grace. Thank God for grace.
Amen.
This morning. Thank God for all that he does in your life. Give God a hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And as we say, may the Lord watch. Excuse me. Because my husband's out. I sneeze in threes. So I got the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit to be coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But may the Lord Amen. Watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. I pray health. I pray your financial situations are resolved. I pray your travel is what it needs to be. I pray the grace of God over each and every one of you. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Family, what is it? It's time for me to go to work and you too. Let's go do what we must do for God. Mother, have a good rest. I'll see you tonight. Love you all. Be blessed. It is a wrap. Mother, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. It truly is. It's a wrap.
Amen.